It's time for The Bright Side, a coaching radio show sponsored by P-Link Coaching Center for Excellence. The purpose of this podcast is to encourage, inspire, and educate clients to live and lead as their most authentic, creative, and empowered selves. To bring P-Link coaches into your organization, visit their website at plinkcoachingcenter.com and click the Work With Us button on the homepage. And now, here is the host of The Bright Side, Alexis Robin, executive coach and co-founder of P-Link, to bring you 10 minutes of insight, theory, and actionable tips to support you on your journey to becoming the best version of yourself.
Good morning. This is Alexis Robin, and you're listening to The Bright Side. Today, we're talking about three things that HR should be thinking about. And if you are an HR leader, if you are talent development, talent management, learning and organizational development leader, these are some things for you to be thinking about. If you are a C-suite executive or you're running a company and you haven't sat down and talked with your HR folks in a while, these are some things that you may want to be discussing. So the first thing that HR folks, and I mean by HR, I mean human resources, should be thinking about is how are we developing our leaders? And thinking more specifically about how are we developing our leaders for the future? Now, when we think about the future, what we know about current times is that things are volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. This is a term coined by the military years ago called VUCA, and it means that right now the environment is changing daily. Certainly, all you have to do is open the news and look at that. And it's hard to lean on what worked in the past in order to decide what to do for the future. And so developing leaders to be nimble and agile, to be curious, to be thinking in a different way during these times is really important to the success of your organization. In fact, we would say at P-Link that developing your leaders and your people at your organization is probably one of the most important competitive and durable advantages that you can invest in. And so you think about, there are certain companies out there now that are called DDOs or deliberately developing organizations. These are folks where they consider every day at work an opportunity to develop. They consider giving feedback a gift, not a curse. And they are continually investing in developing their people. And when you think about developing people, you want to think about how oftentimes we are spending so much money developing these amazing strategies for the future, and we're developing and investing in big technology changes and infrastructure changes and system upgrades. But what we're missing is there's a gap between what we're investing in our strategy and what we're investing in our technology and how we're investing in our people. And in that gap, there is room for bringing the people along. And when you don't invest in your people and you don't bring people along, you don't help them learn what is getting in their own way, you don't help them with feedback, you don't help them to grow in their thinking and in how their mindsets are, then your people will actually can create a drag on the system. So that $1 million strategy that you put into place, that, you know, $1 million tech upgrade that you've invested in, can be completely slowed down and undone by your human capital that hasn't had their operating system updated in a while. And so you need to be thinking about helping people to upgrade their own operating system. What are the thoughts and behaviors that they brought to the job? Are those the same thoughts and behaviors that they need to get them to the next level? And so thinking about how you can deliberately develop your leaders is crucial in preparing your organization to survive and thrive in the future. So if you're not doing this as an HR leader, you should be challenging your leadership team, the C-suite. You should have a seat at that table and you should be asking them, what are we doing to invest in our people and our human capital? Because it will become unbalanced. And again, they will create a drag on the system if you are not helping develop your people as quickly as you're developing strategy and technology. The second thing that's important for HR leaders to be thinking about is, how are we supporting our executive team or our senior leadership during stressful VUCA times? Now, there is a, I coach a lot of senior executives, and there is this myth that happens as you move up the ladder that you stop needing development. And it's actually at that point, as you move up the ladder, when you need even more development. The pressure's higher, the stakes are higher, you're managing or leading more people than you ever have before. And suddenly some people think that with a promotion, you know it all. And so you don't, it would be rude to suggest development or coaching. And so you need to be thinking about this though. Are we supporting our senior executives? Are we getting them what they need? And that support can look like coaching, one-to-one executive coaching. You'll see that in a lot of firms. You'll also see cohort-driven conversations. This is where you can get vice presidents, senior managers together in cohorts to talk about things that are getting in their way, to seek help, to seek insight from their peers, to have sounding boards in a safe environment. So that's another way that you can create support system for your senior leaders. Certainly, when you get to that vice president role, generally there's only maybe one layer between you and the CEO. And sometimes the next layer is the CEO. And so when you think about how many people are there and what they need, it's harder for a CEO to come down and be developing a vice president or a senior vice president one-on-one, like perhaps a manager does with a supervisor when they have less on their plate. So making sure that there's something in the system to develop those managers is crucial, and to develop that senior leadership is really crucial to give them the support they need. Because as times are changing and they're having to be nimble and agile in their thinking, they're having to try things that are new, they're having to take risks in order to be successful, really important that they have an unbiased support system, a place to talk things out, to think about things, rather than just having it all going round and round in their own head. So second thing that HR professionals should be thinking about, first was, how are we developing our leaders for the future? Second is, how are we supporting our executive team during stressful VUCA times? And again, remember that VUCA is an acronym for volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. So thinking about the times. The last thing that HR professionals should be thinking about is, how am I ensuring our talent development is aligning with the company strategy? So one mistake that some companies make, some organizations make, is that they treat leadership and organizational development as something completely separate from everything else, something as like a perk, as a benefit to employees, versus as a part of their strategic plan, as a support to the strategy. So when you think about putting together your strategic plan, and you think about building, as an HR professional, building your leadership development program, you want to be asking yourself questions like, what kind of programs can I put in place to support the strategies that our organization is driving towards? What kind of benefit will developing our leadership team have in driving strategic alignment, strategic goals in our company? And so you want to be thinking about this as intertwined, not as individual. You might be developing your people, you know, the risk is if you think about it as an individual piece, then you may be developing characteristics, behaviors, competencies, skill sets that are not needed to drive the strategic plan. So you might be investing in developing one kind of competency when really you need to be developing another. Perhaps you're not thinking about courageous authenticity as a competency. Perhaps you're hung up on some basic skill sets that you're trying to teach. And you want to be thinking about, what are those competencies that we need to develop in our leaders? What are the mindsets, the thinking, ways of thinking that we need to help support and develop in our leaders and the people that work at our organization? Because really at P-Link, we think leadership's an everybody job. So what are these things that we're thinking about that we can be developing our folks to do? and supporting them that will support our strategies in the organization. So these are the three things that all HR professionals should be thinking about if you're not already. If you are, fantastic. Obviously, you're reading some great books, you're getting some great education from the good conferences that are out there. But if you're not, if this is the first time you've ever thought about this, you're going to want to be thinking about, where can I get more information about how to develop leaders for the future? Where can I find out about how to support other executive teams? And I would say, you know, you start with the resources on our PLink website as a place to start in terms of some development. There's some great free downloads called Positivity Links. They're 15-minute trainings that there's five of them up that you can download for free and take back to your organization. If you have not done anything, that's a great way to start with a couple small pieces there. And also the Society for Human Resource Management, SHRM, is a great website. They have a ton of fantastic resources as well. So these are some places that you can go for resources. I also recommend taking a look at Dr. Travis Bradbury. He is a co-author of Emotional Intelligence 2.0. And he has some great articles on LinkedIn. One of my favorite recent ones is Bad Manager Mistakes that Make Good People Quit. So get on there, start researching, and if you have questions or you want to know more, you can always reach out to us at PLink Coaching Center for Excellence. Our website, plinkcoachingcenter.com. Come take a look and visit us. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. Have a great week, folks.